Yes, we are happy to be in the presence of the Lord this morning to share the Word of God. And last Sunday, we were blessed by the Word of God about discipleship. Shall we remind us the three key words that we discussed about? Yeah, I'm begging our sister to stand on her feet. Yeah, it's you, my sister. The microphone, please. Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The three keys are up, your relationship to Jesus, to God.
Yes.
In, your relationship within. And yes. Then out, relationship outside the church.
Amen. Shall we clap the Lord for these words? Thank you so much. This morning, we are going to discuss about discipleship and success. Discipleship and success. This morning, we are going to learn 3 F. It's not up, in, out, but 3 F. F is failures. F is friend. And F is found. Through the Word of God, we'll read it. Let's go in John chapter 21 from 1 to 6. John 21 from 1 to 6. The Bible says, yes, afterward Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the son of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, and they said, we'll go with you. So they went out and go into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. He said, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. That is the word of God. Amen. Discipleship and success. I can tell you, brothers and sisters, that everyone wants to succeed in his life. And for success, we need some principles. In management, we have some keys or rulers to succeed in the life. Yeah, shall we just project the keys for rulers in management in terms of succeeding? T is time. Time. So we have to make sure that we have to work in team. And that's where come the team building experience. Because when you are a team of people, you share experiences and that can help you to succeed. The second word is time. You have to make sure that you have time in terms of success. The third thing is choice. You have to choose a kind of business which is needy to people. But you have also to choose where to practice your business. Number four is energy. Yeah, you have to make sure you have strategies and methods that you are using in terms of succeeding your business. Number five is evaluation. Every time you have to make sure you are doing assessment. That will help you to grow your income. The last thing is leaders. So leaders is very important because if the leader is capable and people that you are involving in your business can help you to make sure that your business is growing and then you are succeeding. And in short, we can call it the TTCR. And this was the right way that our brothers, disciples that we have read in the Bible, were using. Number one, in the Bible say that disciples came, there was a team of people. There were seven people, seven person. The first one was Simon Peter. The second one was Thomas. The third one was Nathanael, and two sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples. That's seven people. That means in terms of succeed, there were seven people. That is a team. They used time. The Bible says that they went the whole night. That is around 12 hours of working. They have also strategies, because I know Simon was has a big experience in fishing. They've also evaluation, because in the morning they realized that they didn't caught nothing. But also they have leaders. Peter was a big leader, and he associated people also who was strengthened in fishing to do this task. But unfortunately, even though they have all rulers in terms of success, team, time, energy, evaluation, and leaders, but the whole night they didn't caught nothing. Why? Can you imagine why? People who accessed with these seven or five things, but they didn't caught nothing the whole night. They have team, they have the time, they have the energy, they have evaluation and leaders, but then choices, because the choice was nice. They were fishermen, and fish was so expensive at that time, even today, but they didn't caught nothing the whole night. Can someone just imagine why they spent all the night without getting nothing? Why? I want to share this topic with you. Can someone just give an answer? The whole night, they have everything. Time, team, choice, evaluation, energy, and leaders. But the whole night, they didn't got nothing. Why? Whoever these five things are rulers in management, why they didn't get nothing? Yes, Papa Sekera, 12 hours. They have a team, they have time, they have energy, they have big, good and choice, but they didn't got nothing. Why?
There was a zero of a yes from the Lord.
A zero?
Of a yes from the Lord.
The yes from
the
Lord.
So the Lord did say, yes, go.
Yes, go. Huh. Why didn't them fail you? That's my big question. Why they didn't got nothing the whole night? Can someone imagine another answer? Timothy?
Yeah, according to me, I think they didn't use all the tools like strategies to let their work be successful. Lack of strategies.
Lack of strategies.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Peter, he was so experienced in fishing. Okay, lack of experience. That's your answer.
Not experience, but strategies.
Strategies?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Brother William, why?
I think in my own opinion, it's you can have all the strategies, you can have all the teams, you can have all the qualities you have, but if Jesus is not there with you to give you the direction, you are nothing.
Amen. According to him, Jesus was not there. Why this young man didn't succeed? Failures prepares us for success. They failed, isn't it? 12 hours without getting any fish. It was a failure. On my understanding, they didn't succeed because there was God's purpose. I don't know why, but God has a purpose. And that I learned that failure is a teacher, is also a transition to success. There was a presence, a hidden presence of our God. Even though the Lord was not with them, but he was hidden. Jesus was hidden. And from this failure, Jesus teaches them that even though I'm not present, but I'm with you. It also, another teaching, Jesus wants to teach them that our strategies are limited. Even though we have rulers, management real rulers, our strategies are limited because we are human beings. Jesus wants to teach to his disciples that they should depend on him than that depending on their strategies, their choices, their times, their teams, and their leaders and evaluation. Jesus also wants to teach them that there is a new way to overcome. Jesus wants to teach them that they should not complaining, they should not disappoint, they should not panic. Because in our lives, though you can do everything they taught to you in terms of succeeding, if there is no Christ, there is no answer. Amen. Brothers and sisters, failures is a transition to success. You can spend a whole night reading your book, but before an exam, you become like you didn't even start. You can even write letters to ask for a job, but nothing. That failure is a transition for a success. Just believe that even though I didn't succeed today, I trust that the Lord is preparing me for a good answer, for a good thing in my life. Amen. Second slide. And the first F is failures. That is a transition to our success. The second thing is on verse 5. The Bible says, early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciple did not realize that it was Jesus. Then he called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. Why Jesus is calling them friends? Imagine someone who spends all the night without nothing, without any fish, and Jesus come in the morning telling you that you are his friend. You are asking for job, applying for job for 10 years, but you didn't get anything. But Jesus come and ask you, "My friend, haven't you any job? My friend." In the sight of our Lord Jesus, even though we failures in our affairs, Jesus is telling a word of love. To tell us that we are his friend is an expression to mean that he loves us. He gives mercy to us. It's a way to show his sympathy to us. It's a way to show that we are in close relationship with him. Friend means also that the Lord is the one bringing for solution in all our success. Amen. Friends means also that the Lord is the one caring to us in all our lives. So we are God's or Jesus's friend. Though we are crossing difficult moments, moment of failures, we are still friends of Jesus. He's showing his sympathy, and he's going to bring solution to all our problems and challenges. And the last word is now to find. To find is on verse 6. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some." That is now the word of God. Find. To find, that's the last F. They didn't found without obedience. And then obedience is a key to success. Without obedience, it's very difficult to access to what we are praying or applying for. It's a key. Obedience can change our social and economical life. Let me say, obedience to God can change our standards. Yeah, we want to obey. They were empty-handed. They've not any fish, but though they accepted what the Lord has said to them, the standard changed. Obedience also is beyond our knowledge, beyond our rulers. You know, many people do not succeed. Only it's not because they do not have strength of knowledge or diplomas, but only because they do not believe and obey to God's regulation or guidance. So obedience to God is beyond our knowledge, because God have a knowledge which is very high. And then if we obey to him, that's a key to access to the success that we are needing for. Also, obedience is an unexpected miracle. Imagine people who spend the whole night without getting nothing, because night is the right moment for fishing. But in the morning, the Lord asked to his disciples to throw the net on the right side. And the Bible says they were able to catch around 153 big fishes. Brothers and sisters, obedience is an unexpected miracle in our lives. Obedience also is a special mark of a disciple. When we obey to our God, that leads us to a success in our lives. Brothers and sisters, the Lord knows the right direction, and that's why he asked to his disciples to throw the network on the right side, and then they got something. In our lives, we have to deal with 3 F. The first one is failure. Failure is a transition to our success. So in your life, when you see failure, do not disappoint. Just know that I'm in the transition to the success. The second F is the friendship. Your relation with God is a door to your success. In case you are in a good relation with Christ, know that you are the door, you are knocking the door to the success. And the last F is to find. That means to find or to obey to God is a key to success in our lives. Discipleship and success. We cannot succeed without our Lord, without obedience to our God, who is the mighty King and Lord of life. May God bless his word. Amen.